If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. What's up? What's happening on a Monday here in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, the host of the 2027 NFL Draft. That is right. That is the big announcement earlier today, and we're talking about it with you all day long, including our pal Eric Flack stopping by at 5 p.m., because this is a complicated story in some ways, in that I think this has a massive effect. And in some ways, I think this was done in a way to have as big of an effect as possible on the RFK negotiations, which gets real hairy. It gets in the way that D.C.'s government is structured, the power levers that exist in D.C. between the mayor's office, the city council, and the federal government. But then there's also just the, hey, the draft's coming to D.C. in 2027 part of this. And that's where we're going to start today. Because I think my first reaction outside of knowing what it meant on the bigger picture was like, this is pretty cool. The NFL draft in the National Mall is going to be pretty sweet in a lot of ways. But also, as someone who went to the 2023 draft in Detroit, I feel like I need to warn everybody exactly what we are getting ourselves into. So that is where we'll start today, and we'll get your calls on it at 301-230-0980. Also, plenty of talk about the NBA playoffs, including our pal Zach Harper stopping by at 4:30. But Anthony, I want to ask you, coming in blind, as someone who is a huge sports fan, who is probably very excited about this, when you heard the news, like, what's your reaction to, hey, the draft is coming to D.C.?
I mean, I was surprised. To be honest, I thought I was being bamboozled.
It does feel like there's a lot happening. Like, too much is happening at one time. Can y'all, like, can we go a Monday without some major announcement, please? Come on, Goodell. Chill.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. And I read it this morning, so that's why I also thought, like, am I being played on or tricked on? And then, you know, after being able to find out that it's actually coming to D.C., I'm like, oh, snap, this could actually be cool. Like, being on the National Mall, having, like, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people just scattered along the monument, I think that would be cool.
I think D.C. is about as well equipped to do this as any city in the country in the way that the NFL does it. But let's be really clear about this. This is going to be a pain in the ass for those of us that live here. And I will tell you right now, if you are someone who like Airbnbs your home, book a really nice vacation for that weekend, make a boatload of money and get the hell out of town. Because I went to Detroit for the draft in 2023. That's the Jaden draft, obviously, as if anybody needs reminding. But especially amongst, you know, our Commanders fan heavy audience, right? But I went to the draft in 2023, and Anthony, did I ever tell the story on the air of like what it was like for me that draft night?
I don't think so.
So they basically shut down the city. So I get in early in the day and I'm able to get dropped off right around the corner from where everything is happening. And I, like, at that point in the day, cool, fine. Get in, get my, because I was staying out by the airport, which is, you know, it's not quite like if you fly out of Dulles, it's not quite that far, but it's similar in that the Detroit airport is not like in Detroit in the way that like DCA is in DC, right? So I take my Uber in and do my show from the Buffalo Wild Wings setup that we had there, which was sweet. Our parent company, Odyssey, put together a really cool event where it was me and a couple of the other stations of the teams that had the top picks in that draft. We're all in one area. And then we, you know, I went to the media center and like covered the draft in the media center, which, not that anybody listening particularly, I don't know, we have fellow media members that cover the draft. But like, if you're a media member who catches this, like, I don't know where the hell they're going to do the media center. Like, what are you going to do? Take up offices in Congress? Like, no. The closest building is like a Smithsonian. So I don't know. I mean, I guess they could just be like, hey, we're going to set up shop in a Smithsonian off the wing of the National Mall. But like, I truly don't know where they'll set up the media center, but they'll figure something out. Maybe they'll do a tent. There'll be, you know, they'll get Wi-Fi and power and, you know, all the stuff. But there's a lot of behind the scenes operation that has to happen for people that are, you know, vendors, people that are putting on the actual draft, the logistics of the television trucks. Like, and again, this is stuff that is not totally new to the folks that run the National Mall, because they do presidential inaugurations and there are concerts. Like, this stuff is, you know, not new to this area and not that specific location, but just a thing to figure out. But the big thing for me, Anthony, was that night getting out of there while the draft was still happening, if you don't want to stay for all of the picks, was a nightmare. I had to carry my equipment a literal half mile to break the perimeter of where Ubers were allowed to go. Like, a literal half mile.
God dang.
Thankfully, my Uber was like, yeah, no, this is as close as I can get. I'll wait on you. But like, it was me and everybody else, but and no one else had, you know, fairly significantly heavy radio and video equipment. But I just had to truck it. I was like, good thing I trained. Do some farmer's carries. My ass was hauling a Comrex, you know, those big heavy silver boxes, Anthony. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No one else listening knows what I'm talking about. But that wasn't my favorite. My back was killing me. My backpack had all my other stuff in it. It was like a literal half mile because they shut it down. And folks in this city know how that goes. You know, there are events in this city that are quite annoying to those of us that live here, that shut this city down. And this will be as big of, like, this is a presidential inauguration. This is a true 1 million people on the National Mall over the course of the weekend, you know, probably 500,000 on Thursday night, and then another 500,000 split between Friday and Saturday for the second and third rounds, and then the day three stuff. But Thursday night for the first round, we're talking 3-day presidential inauguration levels, which also means the week leading up to it and all of that stuff. Metro is going to be like, they will put more trains in. They will do all the stuff that they got to do. But like, it's going to be rough getting around the city. Part of me is like, cool, we'll be able to do the show from there and all that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, hopefully it's not too bad for media to get around, but it's going to be probably easier for me to do that than get to the office on the other side of the mall than where I live in D.C. So it is a massive endeavor for the city. And I'm not joking when I say, if you are someone who lives in the district, and now if you're out in Maryland or out in Virginia, like, you'll be fine. But if you live in the district, or even if you live in Arlington or, you know, a suburb that is very, very close, and you are someone who Airbnbs your house, might not be a bad weekend to do it. Because getting the heck out of here and making a whole boatload of money because people are going to be looking for a place to stay, again, there are worse ways, the worst things you can do. That said, if you are on the opposite end of the spectrum and you're like, I can't imagine leaving, I'm excited the draft is coming to me because I've thought about going, is a very cool event. There is a ton happening. The NFL is better than anyone at making an event feel big. And Anthony, like, you've gone to the Pro Bowl past couple years.
Yeah.
You've gone with Z.
Yep.
They make that thing feel huge. It's an NFL specialty. We will make it feel big. There will be concerts, though it'll be very cool. There will be entertainment events. You know, you're walking around and they've got the sets and you're like, oh crap, there's Rich Eisen in a bubble. There's whatever the ESPN. I mean, in Detroit, ESPN had a triple decker set. because they had the ESPN set, the ABC set, and the McAfee set literally like on top of each other. It was crazy. And so it's going to be chaotic, but it will also be very cool. And that is before you get to the politics side of this. And I don't just mean that they made the announcement in the Oval Office with the president. I mean, there is, I think, an enormous political play here to put immense pressure on DC City Council when it comes to the RFK site. Now, I also know that they've been working on this for a long time. The Mayor Bowser has been focused on the 2027 draft for quite a number of years. That before the previous presidential election, before the RFK land was unlocked. So this is not just a, hey, they came up with this in the last week type of deal. But it certainly is fortuitous timing that the NFL has decided the next available draft is going to a place where we need to make some moves. So we can uncover those details next. But Anthony, just on the pure football excitement level, like, you're going to this, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Chris, I don't mind walking, you know, a mile or two. I think about it in this light. When the Caps had their parade here, guess what? I was walking all day. You just got to, like, mentally prepare yourself to be on, you know, a grind, like, scooter around, walk around.
This city's built for it in a way that Detroit was not. We were walking down, like, major streets that were shut down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, DC, especially that part of DC,
yeah,
is meant to be walked around.
Yeah.
Because they don't want a bunch of cars there. So.
Well, yeah, that's what I would be more so preparing myself to do, just mentally preparing myself.
Yeah, I'd be curious, like, if folks who went to the draft in Nashville want to call in or some of the other places. Kansas City is very, very walkable in that downtown area. Detroit, like, there's some areas of Detroit that are fairly walkable. Not where I needed to go on that particular day. But it is, like, we are talking, it's funny because DC, I feel like, is one of the only cities that actually ever does events like this. In many ways, this is a phenomenal choice logistically, because where else do you hold a presidential inauguration sized event other than the place where they literally have the presidential inauguration? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. The NFL draft is coming to DC. What are your thoughts on that before we talk to Zach Harper at 4:30 on the NBA playoffs?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.